Reaction was swift to President Trump's announcement Thursday night that the U.S. had carried out a missile strike against Syria to retaliate for the Assad regime's use of chemical weapons. Left-leaning activists said Trump's order to attack a Syrian military base with Tomahawk missiles confirmed their worst fears about him, a commander-in-chief who'll act impulsively and unilaterally.
When I heard about the attack yesterday, my first reaction was, this feels a lot like the Gulf of Tonkin.
Pocky Wieland of Northampton, whose career as an activist began protesting the war in Vietnam, has been in Washington, D.C. since January. She's been participating in protests and demonstrations and was even arrested at the U.S. Capitol for disrupting the Senate confirmation hearing of Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General.
You know, I think this is a behavior that looks like true lack of impulse control. The only people who are suffering are the Syrian people, and this did nothing to curb that suffering.
She called on Congress to forego the two-week recess that starts Friday, stay in Washington, and debate the U.S. military involvement in Syria's six-year-old civil war.
How do we stop these wars? Because a lot of it is proxy. But the U.S. has been involved for quite some time in bombings. There are actually soldiers in Syria.
Jeff Napolitano, director of the American Friends Service Committee of Western Massachusetts, called the American missile attack in Syria scary.
What makes it particularly scary, I believe, is the temperament of our new president and the very odd and perhaps impulsive way that he decided to launch military action. He was formerly opposed to it, very opposed to it, and now he seems to have done a 180.
As for local protests, the Northampton Committee to Stop Wars will hold its weekly vigil in front of the old courthouse in downtown Northampton beginning at 11 a.m. Saturday.
And I expect that tomorrow there will be a lot of people showing up for that.
Napolitano said there is a previously scheduled march in Northampton on April 17th to protest military spending.
What is necessary now more than ever is participation by people. People need to get in the street. People need to call their members of Congress. People need to try to hold these folks who are leading us into all of these wars somewhat accountable.
Local reactions from members of Congress included Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern, who said on Twitter, any U.S. military action against Syria must be approved by Congress and be supported by our allies and the American people. Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of Northern New York said in a statement, quote, the Obama administration policy towards Syria has failed, and we need a new strategy. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.